Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98. Oh, we're doing Barry Corbin impressions in the room. It's a fantastic morning. It's just about time for Brady to give us all the tax information that he wants to kill you with.
Oh, great.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not going to want to stay away from the wings at Hooters.
They're in the carpet business.
Yeah. 20 by solid H&R Block. Years. I was going to say 20 solid years of the Brady Report, and never once have you been taxed on it. Free of charge. Brady knows the limits. Oh, fantasy tax, man. That was brutal. And it's brought to you by our friends at Hooters. Saturday night is fight night. So you can head to Hooters. Not at Hooters. You don't want to. No, let's clear it up. It's just on the TV, right? They're not encouraging you guys to come down and fight at Hooters. But you can enjoy fights on the televisions they have. UFC 257, side of hot wings, ice cold beer, and the Hooters grills. And, of course, no cover charge. You're getting in there to watch that for nothing. Is the McGregor
– Yep.
That's this weekend?
Poirier, yep.
That's is that UFC 257 or is that its own thing?
No, that's 257,
yep. How about that? And you get those Hooters calendars, which Toledo has pulled up on our screen. They got those available as well. So thank you to Hooters for bringing us the Brady Report. Brady reported.
Good Thursday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
Happy National Hugging Day.
Aw, but not today.
Not today. Started off by Garth Brooks yesterday.
No, COVID.
Yeah.
No, well, Brooks was hugging everybody.
Don't do it. They were all tested. Everything's okay. Don't do it.
Got a couple of baseless fun facts. The Flintstones promoted Winston cigarettes through its first two seasons.
You don't remember that?
Oh, yeah.
I remember him doing it. I mean, I've seen those commercials, Barney and Fred are sitting on a rock while Wilma and Betty are cleaning the house.
You know,
that's great, Bon. Fred, I love the smooth taste. I don't remember that. Oh, you got to see this. The Winston cigarettes, and they would run during the show.
Yep.
That's great, Bon. Wilma's mowing the grass. Betty's beating up.
They sure work hard, don't they, Barney?
Yeah. I hate to see them work so hard.
Yeah, me too.
Let's go around back where we can't see them. See, we ought to do something, Fred. Okay? How's about taking a nap? Hey, I got a better idea. Let's take a Winston break.
That's it. Winston is the one filter cigarette that delivers flavor 20 times a pack. Winston's got that filter blend.
Yeah, Fred. That is, blend makes the big taste.
I don't think I picked up on it the first time I saw it. It's like, they sure work hard, Bob. Let's go where we can't see them. They go and hide behind a rock so they can't see people working hard. That just makes them feel bad. And then have the cigarettes. But if you walked out, and you know what I forgot? The Flintstones were in black and white for a little while. Do you think they used colored pencils or anything?
I think so.
I would imagine.
You think? Why?
Like the actual sketching?
Yeah.
It was just broadcast in black and white?
Yeah, why would you draw in color? Save some dough.
The phrase, close but no cigar, comes from carnivals in the 1900s when they used to give out cigars as prizes for winning games.
Okay. Sounds reasonable.
You might know this because I think we've heard this one. The record for the most flowers sold in a single day, August
17th, 1977. Elvis Presley.
The day the king died.
No kidding. That's the record for flower sales in the United States?
Most flowers sold in a single day.
So people delivered them?
It was technically the day after Elvis died.
Right, but where did the flowers go?
I think a lot of them went to Graceland.
But that's what I'm asking. Because like when you do, maybe it didn't work that way back then, but when you buy flowers like in Memphis to send somewhere, it's from a Memphis flower shop.
Yeah, and
I think they'd run out of them.
So they would. So if you're buying in Pasadena, you're boxing it up and sending them over?
They must have.
They had to do it that way, right?
Yeah, truckloads.
That's crazy. Unless you were just buying flowers and putting them on things in other cities.
For your own little
candlelight flower thing. Yeah.
Elvis's death is bigger than like Valentine's Day. I mean, that's crazy.
Valentine's Day is a mandatory flower buy.
Yeah.
It's almost like Nazism. It's a fascist holiday that basically says buy something. You have to have flowers. And it can't be. Elvis can't still hold that record. They had bad record keeping. That can't be still. What about when Princess – oh, it was just the United States. I was going to say Princess Diana died. I've never seen more flowers. It flooded the streets of England. That's crazy.
We just entered a 10-day stretch where every date is a palindrome.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
It started with 1-20-21. Goes all the way through next Friday, 1-29-21.
Yeah, because the middle number is the only thing that changes through the 20s.
There's another 9-day stretch starting December 1st.
And then next year, I don't know. I don't know how it works. Will it work next year again? 1-22. 1-2. I don't know. Can it? No.
I don't think
so. February will work. Yeah, February will do it. Yeah. We're idiots. It took us that long to realize, you got to have that first number's got to change.
And then in 23,
it got March. And it works all the way to the year 12,000.
A guy in South Africa got dumped by his girlfriend.
What are you doing over there? The microphone just swung into my face.
Doesn't like your mustache.
Thinks I'm one of the Proud Boys with my new gay mustache.
Your new hat.
This gay mustache, it's a head turner. I look like a porn star who's also a cop.
So this guy in South Africa got dumped by his girlfriend, and on the same day she moved out, he hit the lottery for $4 million.
So he gave her $17K and it was over with.
Yep. 19,
did he call you, Brady?
Change the locks.
Well, I'd be careful. I'd hand her one gift only at $17,000.
I've had several emails that said every time the lottery gets that big, I fantasize on how I would hide that from my wife so I could leave her. I'm like, Jesus, guys. I don't want to give her any of it. Just hand it over. Buy her out if you're that miserable. Buy her out. So you're going to end up, it's better than half to say, look, I won the lottery. I don't have to give this to you since we're already kind of in hate. So,
last month, South Korea said it would order enough vaccines to cover North Korea. They needed it. Looks like they're following through with that promise. They just announced they'll have 24 million extra doses, which is roughly the population of North Korea. But it's not clear if Kim Jong-un will take them up on the offer. Remember Wilson from the movie Castaway?
Yeah, how can you forget?
Of course.
A professor in Canada who's an expert on loneliness just wrote an article on why people who are isolated talk to themselves or create imaginary friends. He says it might actually be healthy to do that.
Completely healthy.
Yeah.
They always say that kids who have imaginary friends are more apt to be intelligent and creative and everything else. I still, to this day, for whatever reason, I've done this since I was a little kid, whenever I do a project or work by myself, I speak to myself in a Scottish accent, and I can't control it. If I'm doing yard work, it's the weirdest thing. I'll catch myself doing it and be like, I got to get over here and do these weeds and tear that apart and get that later. And I'm like, what is wrong with you? You're doing that thing. I was folding laundry the other day.
Yours is out loud. Jeans.
Yeah, oh, it's very out loud.
The term that I think it would be under this, but it's called TULPA. TULPA refers to the voice in your own head that talks and seems to have thoughts of its own.
I got loads of those.
I was doing it when I was playing Fallout last night.
My voices in my head aren't my voice.
Yeah,
my inner voice is a different voice.
Same here.
Isn't that weird? Now I can have conversations with me that make tons of sense.
You ever find yourself saying, what are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. I'll question myself.
I do that.
Well, that's crazy. You're just, you know, knock that off.
You're arguing with a Scottish guy in your head.
And it's a Scottish. When I do it, when I speak the voice in my head, it's Scottish.
Does your voice have an Italian accent or a wise guy accent?
Kind of.
Yeah. You know? It's weird because my, like the other day I was working on something in the pool and I got these stupid sprinkler. What the hell are the sprinkler lines doing in here? Well, I store that in here because I'm a moron. And I'm like, what are you doing? And I have to catch myself every once in a while because I'm somebody walking through the alley or hearing that is like, this guy's lost his cork.
Whether I'm playing tennis or golf or anything, the inner coach that comes out and yells at you.
Does he yell out loud?
Oh, yeah.
Does he have an accent?
What are you doing?
Oh, yeah.
It's like McEnroe throwing stuff.
Yeah.
Well, you don't even want to get into my head when I'm questioning me with sports. Jay and Josh up at React Defense will tell you. They've seen me beat myself to death in a corner over things that are both. It's not healthy. Yeah, I've got a ton of inner voices, and they'll occasionally manifest as me. This is a thing I'm through therapy. How do you picture your thoughts, like your memories? Like when you think of a memory.
Like a screen.
Is
like
it
a
your
big screen.
Perspective? Is it from your thoughts? Or when you think of you right now, like you're thinking of you right now.
Okay.
What are you seeing the room from your perspective?
Yes.
I think so.
Mine is a camera angle from way ahead. It's almost like a surveillance film.
Really?
That's how my memories are. Like, I can see myself in it.
Yeah.
You know, but my memories. But
see,
right now,
I don't picture myself in it like no? that. Always from
your
perspective.
Eyes. Yeah.
Whether I've actually done it or not.
It's borderline disassociation.
Really?
Yeah, because you basically take yourself out of every equation and monitor it.
Hmm.
So I do that. And it's weird because I'm like, I never really realized that wasn't a totally normal thing. A lot of people do it, but it isn't a normal thing. A lot of
it's
people's
not.
Thoughts.
They kind
of
do it in the movies too, like when they do the.
Well, you're looking
reflections
at yourself
where you see the like some of the movies do that, where it's the person all of a sudden does that flashback and there they are. That's kind of that perspective, right?
From in their brain.
Yeah.
No, from mine's the opposite. I don't see from my own. I see myself.
You're
whole.
Adult you looking at little you.
Well, even adult me right now, me, if I think of us right now, I'm in corner over here looking at it.
Oh, gotcha.
It's a different person. I'm watching from a distance. And I try to fix it, and I can't. It's weird. Because even when I did a thing, like there was this little thing where you're supposed to imagine yourself sitting on a stream, and the stream goes by, and each leaf that goes by represents a thought. And you can pick it up, and you can harbor it, or you can watch it float by, because it's nothing more than a thought. She's like, do that, picture it up. And all I did was sit on the side of the stream and look across at myself on the stream. So the perspective of that was, I couldn't even do that.
Yeah, I had another
person, and that was me over there doing what she was asking to do. It's weird. So it is a perspective I have watching me do stuff. It's
and
weird.
What did she say? She
hit me in the head with an oar and said I'm
Knock
crazy
it off.
And tied me up.
There's a woman named Kat McDonald who just posted a few videos on TikTok about what happened when she took her ancestry DNA test, and her dad got the whole family kits for Christmas. The test showed that the man she thought was her father
was Toledo's dad,
was not, and gave her the name of the man who was. She confronted her mom and her aunts, and she says they were a little shook, but her dad recognized the name of Kat's biological father as an old family friend.
So dad didn't know? I figured it was dad's way of telling her she's adopted and a real smooth, but he didn't know.
Kat Googled him. Turns out the guy's a billionaire.
Oh, man.
Jackpot. Worried about taxes.
So he's going to get 17 grand a year
yeah,
now.
Maybe
she's
get 17,000 out of him, Brady, before we start having to involve the authorities.
According to Kat, this billionaire wasn't willing to see her when he heard
her name.
Protecting
Smart.
His he's money.
Hoping, since the video has gone, the videos have gone viral. He's hoping he maybe changes his mind.
No billionaire ever answers the "I'm your long lost relative" call. I just found out through Ancestry.com that you're my dad.
Oh, Christ! Right. You're the 20th one today.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's a special phone number he's got. It rings all day.
I don't believe in all that Ancestry.com stuff. You know.
They can completely
lie to you. Well, how do you know? How do you know that it's true?
Ooh. Yeah, you mail it out.
I mean,
what happens?
It's been
in
accurate
the middle?
With my stuff.
You how do you know?
Has it?
I do know that.
How do you know?
Because he's the dad.
You're
and
a cruel
the family
man.
Member.
Well, paternity test is one thing.
Well, yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
Accurate.
No, I'm talking like you know your nationality,
yeah,
and
when
your
you
origin.
Say you're
I think that's a business of horse crap.
Yeah.
Because it's so vague, too. Like, you're Cro-Magnon and Eastern European.
And how are you going to disprove it?
I'm white. Of course I am.
I mean, paternity tests, yeah, absolutely. I believe that. But as
why
far
do you
as,
want,
like,
why do you want to disprove it? I mean, what? Why do you?
Because it's a scam.
Because I think it's a scam.
I see that, but my I guess my question is, what would convince you that that's either real or what out there would convince you that you're Italian? Because by that rationale, you can't believe anything that says you're Italian.
Well, what difference does it make? I mean, that's where
that's
my family
my
came
too.
From.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and you can look back at that, but How do I know that they're going to say, oh, we have a fifth of Chinese in you, or, you know, this, that, and the other
thing. Himself. Well, yeah. If he found out he had anything else going
that's
on. The,
yeah, that's the real hurt. That's
if
the
that
real
wasn't
hurt
a purebred, oh my, that's really what he doesn't want to find out.
Yep. Which he's from a country that would be a lot of mix. In
I just think it's, I don't know, I just think that's snake oil to me. I'm not saying, you know, have fun with it, but.
A Caribbean Islander.
Oh, yeah.
Me and Kamala.
And Italian.
Me and Kamala. Jamaican and Italian. God. I got to hate myself. Both sides. Yeah, you know what I'm interested in more than any of that is the commercial that's making it normal to email your feces to people or mail your feces
Cologuard,
to people.
Cologuard, yeah.
They got a little cartoon character going,
drop it in a bag.
Because I'm over the age they keep talking about. You're over 45.
Me
you should
too.
Do this. And I'm like, I should? I thought it was illegal to mail your crap to people.
I mean, you can drop a deuce and
you throw it in a bag,
yeah.
You zip it up, you put it in a box, and you send it to Cologuard. And they call you back and tell you whether or not you got cancer. But the best part of the commercial, it says, negative tests and positive tests can be found. we're wrong a lot, is basically. But send us your crap anyway. Some dude, I picture some dude, like you are with the ancestry thing, you think it's all garbage.
Yeah.
I picture some dude in a shack that's just writing fake letters to people going, I don't think you have it, but there's a 50% chance I'm wrong. And he's just smearing your feces all over him. He's got some sort of a weird fetish. And people are just mailing to this guy like crazy. But they're scary because you watch this little cartoon guy walking by going, hey.
So you're saying I shouldn't believe the 23andMe?
That you're 93% Neanderthal.
No, that I'm more Neanderthal than 93%.
I wouldn't accept that either.
Yeah. Neanderthal is your father. Hang yourself.
More Neanderthal.
Your future is
DNA
dim.
Than 93% of other customers. I'm in the 7%.
You're 7% less than everyone else. Or I don't understand. What? Huh? 93% of
you
is Neanderthal.
More
the other is
DNA than 93% of other individuals.
They could see that just from a picture.
Yeah, from your head, your cranium.
100%.
In fact, he did an Ancestry.com and found out his dad is Helen, the first person they ever found.
Lucy,
whatever her name was. You're the only Australopithecus Africanus we have left. You are Neanderthal, and you're 93% more Neanderthal than me.
Yep.
Well, we don't know that.
I'm not at all. I'm totally good. Mine came back on emoji thumbs up. You're good. You're good, bro. I'm with Brett, though. This is a business. They charge you. They give you vague answers. I don't know that it's incredibly accurate because it's business first. It's not as much science as it is business. If you really wanted to find that out, I think you'd go to like a science lab and like get your individual.
That's
but
my
you
question.
Mail it
how is that? To me, I guess you'd have to I get the doubt, but you'd have to show me that the science lab that I go to,
right.
You have the same doubt no matter what lab you're going to by that
it's
rationale.
The difference is just, it's a difference
your
between
DNA mixed up
making
with
a burger and a McDonald's burger. Like one's mass production. There's, you know, it's just kind of this go through the motions thing where the other is isolated only on you. I think I'd trust more being the sole.
I get that too.
You know, the sole test.
But if you go through and you can, if you can research how they do it,
sure.
And it's the same.
But again, if the business is just like churn it out. And trust me, I'm seeing a lot of those things where people like they do it and it comes back.
Well,
and some will do the other one.
I've been on this side for 10, 12 years, and they keep doing updates.
Yeah.
So they do keep sending you new reports. Like my report changed when they supposedly updated the technology or whatever.
Because there's people that get in the system. Right?
Well, not only that, but they've gotten better at identifying it.
Yeah. Well, the science is going to get better because it's not just stopping.
Right. But,
and I do agree that that's it, but I'm kind of with Brett. It's more of a business than it is an actual.
And I can see that, but I don't know. I don't.
It's a nice little presentation.
I'm not living it. I'm not living and dying by it.
No, and if you
other than my Jewish side,
it's yeah. Now that you're a Jew, you know you're with Brady on the tax thing.
Surprise.
Afterwards, the part of you know once you found out from Ancestry that you're part Jewish, I know after we're done with the show, you're gonna Tell me more about these taxes, Brady.
No, that's not
that
Jewish. That's Indian.
Hey,
close enough.
Not close at all. Man.
It couldn't be further apart.
Quit speaking Italian.
Wait a minute. Unless you're a Mormon, which they believe the original people here were people who, Indians are just people that got turned red by God when they disobeyed him. So they were all just white people, Jews, that came over, and then they disobeyed God and he turned them red, turned them into Indians. People believe that. That's the Mormon religion. It makes me giggle because why not? But it's the same thing he's saying. At least one is a little bit tested in a lab. The other one's just kind of, what the hell? Yeah. Jews were here originally?
Oh, you're Jewish? Yatta Hey.
Yeah, yeah, well, yeah. They were the, if you're Mormon, that makes sense to you because they were the original people.
I was speaking to a portion of our listeners. The Mormons. That's what I'm going with.
The Mormons,
that's
what I'm going with. Mormons are emailing me like, he's right.
Man.
The Jews got turned into India. And don't bother me, Mormons, because I don't want to go down the rabbit hole of your nonsense.
Yeah.
You believe what you want. You're all dentists. It's working. Every one of you looks great. You got money. I've never met a poor Mormon. So whatever you're doing is working. Just don't try to sell me that bag of beans because it ain't flying.
A former Taco Bell employee in Arkansas is claiming she was fired from the job after a coworker complained about her hot, fiery, and perhaps Diablo-off-the-hook activities. Lana yeah. Wells.
She's got a slut name.
An adult cam performer.
Of course.
That's right. She went to Taco Bell after that. That's how well that must have been going. But anyway.
Oh, she wasn't doing it at the same time? She wasn't doing camming while she was working at Taco Bell?
She might have, but there was a crossover period that...
We got a picture?
What's Lana Wells?
No. I don't think so, but you could look up Lana Wells.
Yeah, we got to do that.
Jeff just emailed in and said, I work at the lab. We did Toledo's thing. He's 93% more Neanderthal than everybody else and 100% more boring.
Facts not in dispute.
Yeah. I mean, now I believe the science.
It might be turning.
Yeah. Okay. I think we just turned Brett around. Like, that is too accurate to argue. That's like sky is blue, 2 + 2 = 4 science.
Kristen Gray and her girlfriend, Sandra, have been living in Bali for more than a year. As digital nomads, she's an influencer.
Wow.
And Saturday, it all changed. She released an ebook on moving to Bali and the benefits of it because the tax benefits and everything and changing. Yeah. Well, she just got arrested and sent back to the United States saying, no, this doesn't work this way. She's going to
be. Can't do that. Yeah. By the way, turn over your right shoulder, Brady. There's Lana Wells. At her gynecologist, I think.
Holy chalupa.
Yeah.
What does she have in her hand? Is that nail polish?
It's a rabbit or whatever.
Oh, it's a little vibrator. She's okay. Oh, you're not allowed to look at that.
Can't look at that one.
So she was just pretending she had no home. So again, taxes. Now. What is she influencing, by the way?
The American girl got deported.
Oh, I heard she's influencing people to get deported. I heard somebody walk into a business a couple weeks ago. Hi, I'd like to talk to whoever's in charge of marketing. And somebody's like, okay, I'm the manager. And out of her mouth it fell. I'm an influencer on the internet, and I'd love to use your product. And I'm like, she had like 6,000 followers, and she wanted to use everything they have for nothing. And I'll put it on my TikTok, and I'll put it on this. And I'll get you these people because I influence thousands. And they're like, no thanks. Like, we're not giving you free membership for this. But they wander in and have the nerve to say it. I guess you got to give them credit for that.
We got sad news in the gaming industry. Call of Duty gamer Thomas Zuma Paparato. He's stepping back from his professional gaming due to a thumb injury.
Oh, no.
He's got to retire.
It's big.
25 years old.
Does Kirby watch him?
No, not Call of Duty. She watches the gamers playing another game.
Fortnite?
Animal Crossing, Fortnite.
Yeah, I think both of those. And occasional Minecraft. Is that
Rust, right? Minecraft.
Yeah.
Donkey Kong.
I just don't get the fun of watching somebody play a video game. I don't get it.
But that's their world now.
Man, do your kids watch it too?
They do, and Chris is on the esports team at Mountain View now. So they play Legion, I think is the game that they play.
The only thing I've ever heard.
And they have practice.
To where it makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
They're going through 2-a-days right now.
It makes sense to me when somebody explained it and said, you watch other people playing football.
Yep.
And I'm like, yeah, but they're real. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. I guess
these people are real. They show them from different perspectives.
Game isn't.
No, I know, but they show them like you were talking about perspective earlier.
Yeah.
So they show the player playing, and then they show the screen of what they're playing.
They're watching.
So it's a couple different views.
They do pranks on each other. And
well, yeah, not in game. Not if you're serious.
Not if it's real.
They're playing the game.
Yeah. Don't you play a prank on them?
Well, the ones that she watches will do. They'll talk
just
smack back and forth.
Around. She's like a PewDiePie fan. I don't know if he's still around, but that kind of thing. Where he just goofs on the game.
Barely.
But these are like the pros. That esports thing, they have a full stadium at the Luxor in Vegas that they fill. Did you see the 30,000 people watch that finals of live a couple years ago of whatever the Minecraft thing, or maybe it was, I don't remember what it was, but I'm like.
There was a couple of them. They had kind of like, I don't want to characterize like this is the official, but it was kind of like the World Series of esports. They had like four different of the biggest games there, and they were all sold out.
Man, that's crazy.
It's weird to us completely because you can play it. Like it's, I don't know. It doesn't feel like, I think it's because it doesn't feel like an achievement to play a video game.
I'm not saying you don't have to have talent to play those games because, I mean, there's, well, no, there's some definite
physical
talent there. But, that's what I'm saying though. Like watching football is watching somebody's athletic abilities and doing crazy plays
that
and stuff.
You can't possibly ever
achieve. Some guy with a plastic controller.
But it's to me, and again, I've kind of changed on this one because I'm like, there's so much money in this. It's going to be bigger and bigger.
Right.
It's like spelling bees and math contests. Mm-hmm. Who watches that except people who really like it? It's just we all have a tie to video games. I might watch guys who are great at Grand Theft Auto because that game's entertaining.
Right.
So well, I actually might watch that.
When Dima would come in.
Oh, Dima was right. And I watched. Like, Megan watched me play and finish the entire game. And she's like, it's a movie. This is entertaining. Like, every night's, like, because before bed, like at 9 every night, I'd be like, I'm going to play the game. And we got a book that accompanied the game. And she would be like, okay, here's the next chapter. And she'd read it. And she goes, oh, I'm curious how the. And she got, like, to where watching it was as much. Oh, I'm playing. I'm like, you want to play? And she goes, no, I like watching it. And that was the first time I ever saw that. Like, this is entertainment. I don't get the Minecraft one because there's no ending. The thing that I'm confused about is there's no winning. The game never ends. Yeah, you build stuff, you build break stuff, world. You move on. There's no like, oh, he captured this and won. There
you
isn't anything.
You can turn. There's some things that you can turn on, like you can get killed.
Right.
In the Minecraft. Or you can just do the safety where you're just building. Right.
But for me, football has a clock and it ends. That's the reason I don't like soccer. It doesn't end. Just all of a sudden somebody decides to blow a whistle and say, game's over. I was like, why didn't we have a clock on it? Well, it was injury time. Can you get me a clock for the injury time at the very – well, it's 5+. That's not good enough.
Right.
I need something kind of more
– I've seen enough.
Right. So I don't get it personally, but I'm starting to understand why. Like that one kid said, it's like you watching football. I'm like, how? You like watching other people do stuff while you're just sitting there? I'm like, you got me. So it's to them, it's just an entertainment sport. I think it's lazy. I think that's the bigger thing. But it's just as lazy as me standing there chugging beers and watching athletes do things.
I don't know. Maybe I'm a get-off-my-lawn kind of guy, but I just don't. I understand it, but I just don't.
My philosophy with get-off-my-lawn, I want to change that phrase so badly because get-off-my-lawn. What are you doing on my lawn? You're the problem, not me. Don't call me an old man. Yep. You shouldn't be standing in somebody's lawn in the first place. Get off my lawn makes tons of sense. Even if you're young, you should be saying. No young people allow anybody just wandering around in their lawn. Even young people scream, get off my lawn. Tired of that one. And by the way, get off my lawn. I learned that when I started planting winter grass. Now I understood get off my lawn. That stuff's hard to get going.
Oh, my God.
And it can make your yard look like garbage, and it's not cheap.
I got that right now.
Yeah. And people walking on it, those Mexican trick-or-treaters, they had no regard for my winter lawn. I was screaming, get off my lawn. I even went on the computer and learned how to say it in Spanish. I've forgotten since.
That's why I put the crime tape around the front yard on stakes with little lanterns on it.
Yeah. Well,
guys, don't dismiss it. League of Legends Esports World Finals had 3.8 million viewers
and
over $1 million for the grand prize.
Oh, there's no dismissing
it. One game.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it. That's not saying it's not there.
I used to dismiss it like this is stupid. Now I'm like, it's not that different than what I'm doing, and it's going to be the future. In fact, I would guess that the NFL in 30 years, the gaming technology will be so good they wouldn't have to worry about lawsuits with getting people hurt.
Injured. Yeah. That'd be.
So it'll be probably more electronic than not.
Well, some of those games we see that Toledo brings up on the new releases.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, wow. Yeah. Oh, man.
Did you hear the latest on the jetpack guy flying over Los Angeles?
They catch him?
Cossolander?
Cossolander's back.
Cossolander. Investigation. Official investigation into the incidents now. The best theory is it's a drone.
Oh, they think it's not a person? It's like a
dummy drone.
A dummy man on a thing? Still cool. Except for now the drone can be flown right into the engines of a United 747.
So, John, let me get this straight. High school girls are going to start asking boys how big their thumbs are?
Yep. They did already. I struck out with plenty of chicks in high school because I had tiny thumbs. They're all lesbians.
Have you seen him? He can't even play.
Look at him and his baby thumbs.
We got a couple of radio videos.
All they needed to do is watch me play Centipede, and the ladies knew what I was up to. Centipede to quick with
all those other one joystick ones.
Use your joystick, homos. I'm using this giant girl button. Look at me working the button.
Missile command.
Something about Centipede makes me more. Ooh, it's humid. That guy's hand is working that thing.
The first radio video is this shirtless man cracking a huge whip. Martial arts style.
I have like a whip one every year.
This is a little gay. This is a male dominatrix, half naked.
That's a big whip.
Yeah, all right. That's what I like to hear.
All right, oh, that's not what I
This is like in Russia or something. Look at the size of this thing.
Oh, okay.
Whoa!
Oh, it'll snap you off.
That's like a 30-foot...
Jeez.
Is it? Good Lord!
Oh, it'll kill you.
Why is his shirt off? I'm not understanding. The shirtlessness. That is humongous.
Wow!
Right by his head.
And he's good at it. He's the only one. Oh, this is so much better than watching people play video games. And you know why? The other thing I think people are get-off-the-lawn age, don't like video games, the inherent danger is missing.
Yes.
There's no issue. Like, there's something about circumstance that can't change in a video game with injury or weather or whatever that makes it kind of flat and antiseptic. Whereas football, there's a risk. Every man out there is man. It's just human behavior and human achievement rather than a human making computer.
You're saying there's no IR in esports?
Right. Except for the player's thumb will hurt. But the game still...
Eventually, that'll get there where they'll be able to figure out the
injuring the computers. Well, I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about the game itself. There's no inherent danger in the game.
I got my thumb scoped.
I got to get it. I got a thumb injury. I'm going to be out for a couple weeks. That's fine. Some other guy will pick
Jared
up the controller.
Goff played 6 days later, Brady.
But that's... Yeah, the human achievement factor doesn't exist in video gaming.
You got the Zuma procedure.
You know?
After Thomas...
It just seems to be hospital clean. So it's just kind of nobody's really – it's the same as watching those Willindas when they walk over a tightrope and then you find out they're tied to everything because TV won't let us watch a guy die. It's not interesting anymore.
I don't know. To me, it's like it's just on another level. Like,
it is. It's
like playing Call of Duty with Fitz. You just you can't even play.
Right.
Because you, so you as soon as you watch. Step in, you have to watch.
But and I get that. But as far as like being excited as a sport, I'm with Brett. Like, because there's nothing that can happen in that's going to be so interesting. Or somebody does something. And all the computer characters are capable of the exact same things. It's just whether a guy can make them do it or not.
The next radio video?
No speed difference. There's no, you know.
Let's check in with girls getting hurt.
Yes! All right.
Today's special in a mall.
Uh-oh, old lady walking into a fountain. Look out, lady. No!
On the edge. Up against the beam.
Hit the curb.
It's one of those like weird cement boxes with water in it. She's right on the edge. Does her face go into the side?
Yes, it does.
It hits the curb. Yep. Curb chomp.
Oh, I've always said that about women in malls.
I was trying to,
they
you know,
get
you watch
tunnel
it.
Vision.
Yeah, because she's not on the phone.
I thought that's what she was doing. I thought she was texting or something.
No.
Whatever they're looking at is all they see.
Hold on. She's looking right at it right there, though.
Back when
don't you think?
No, she's looking at her friend. They're talking to each other.
There she's looking.
She's eyeballing her friend. Women at malls are so weird, and that's been going on for ages and ages, is that I've been run into – that's when I kind of discovered they don't see anything but the thing they want. The shoe section's over there, and they just walk to the shoe section. People get a bonk, bonk. And how many times they're just weaving around? They have no idea of what their surroundings are. And you'll see that. I think that's why they put those fountains in, because guys are like, I'm bored. Watch this.
Wow.
These chicks will go in there like crazy.
There's a good sledding one, too. Girl going down the hill on the sled takes out another girl, I believe.
It's why my friend Brian Rendell and I used to go to Fiesta Mall all the time. It's because we realized these girls don't see us. We're invisible while they're at the mall. And they would go up the escalator with the glass sides and skirts, and we'd stand at the bottom of them and just stare at all their honey holes. And that still goes on. Even in my 30s, it's Fashion Square. I graduated to a better mall, and we'd be like, they put glass sides on it. And you're like, there's a reason why. So the guys have something to do at the mall. We hate the mall. Women walking around just with their heads in the air looking at sales in their skirts and their thongs. First thong I ever saw was at the mall. It was beautiful. It was red. We had just gotten ourselves some Steak Escape steaks. Bellies were full. We're sitting right at the edge of the escalator, and they're going up. And me and Brian are like, wow. We followed this girl all the way through the mall because she was walking right on the edge of the second floor by the glass wall. You could see everything. There's a tug festival about an hour later. I was at home. This is the best day of my life. Brian probably should have gone home before I finished, but I needed to do this. What's the next one?
The girl sledding.
Oh, all right.
You don't have that one.
Oh. Okay.
Damn it. Well, it's on girls getting hurt, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh.
It is?
Yeah.
I don't think it was on that one. I think it was on the other one that you go to all the time.
They're sledding.
There it is.
Sure is. Good sledding. Girl. Whoa.
That is.
Whoa, she's breakneck speed, too. Oh, this is not going to be
bowling. on her face.
Cleared out all the other dummies.
And I think it's two other girls now. I thought it was missing the guy and drops the girl.
She's
but
going
I think
50 miles
both
an hour.
Girls, her friends.
Strike. Come on, Debbie!
There's the only girl standing at the end of the runway.
She only upends the one, though. The other girl kind of catches herself.
Right.
The other one.
She is flying. I came
in like a boom, that one is out.
Girl's getting hurt.
She just got the one leg of the other one.
I got an email from a lady the other day that said, why do you guys like girls getting hurt? Where's the guys getting hurt video?
We called it all fails.
We called it all fails,
and
jackass.
Nut shots.
Yeah. Nut shots. We love guys getting hurt, too, but girls getting hurt is funny because you guys get mad about it.
Yep. Oh, there was a good
We like watching that, too. Women failing is hilarious.
There's even a kid's getting hurt now. One of the listeners texted that over to me, too. So.
In. The only reason it's fun is because guys getting hurt's dumb because they'll volunteer for it. Like a dude will stand there and get kicked in the nuts.
Here's one for guys.
Unintentional fall downs are great. Oh, a horse is trampling a guy in the water.
It just stepped on him.
But that's
Hang
not,
on, Tim!
You know, that's not funny because that dude was achieving something before he fell off the horse.
Yeah.
That dude's a man. That's the Marlboro man and a horse in
the
river.
Is this a guy?
No, that's
a guy. A motorcycle into a bush. That would have been funnier if it was a lady. Or a child. Girls getting hurt's funnier because you're trying not to. Guys sometimes try to get hurt.
Uh-oh.
No, no, there's a dog involved.
Oh, I don't like the dog part, but he's going to whip this chick upside down. She's not paying any attention.
Oh, yeah. Close
Under
line.
Close line.
Into the car.
The dog.
Oh.
How did that happen?
He just walked in front of a guy on a motorcycle walking his dog, which is really dumb.
It's a funny one on nut shots.
You spent a lot of time on
this.
You got yourself an Instagram, and you spent time watching humanity fail. Oh, it's a pig. What the hell?
What happened?
They're chasing dinner down the streets of Indonesia. And
boom.
That's not a big deal.
No, there's a guy doing
this. Can you imagine living in that country?
Yeah, that one. Right there is pretty funny.
He's doing the splits on
it. Beat the hell out of your friend.
It's all planned.
Even if it is planned, you're an asshole if you're the one that lets that happen.
Oh, it's still funny. But see, guys plan this stuff. Accidentally watching women standing at the end of a sledding runway getting turned out. That's a lot more fun. A guy volunteering with his legs spread open, getting kicked by another guy in the nuts is just being a dude.
How about the still on this one, the skateboarder?
I don't want to see that.
We've seen that one.
Yeah, I don't want to see that.
It breaks, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know why it is, but I think it's because ladies try not to get hurt. They're not ever doing any death-defying feat where they get hurt because that's not funny. You won't. That's part of the risk. Every day, just standing around getting hurt, that's great stuff. I don't like bones getting broken. But I like watching you get whipped around by stuff. I like watching you walk
or industrial lathes.
See, that's guys getting hurt. Guys getting hurt goes to another level where a dude's getting spun out of his skin. I watched a man go from functioning human being to skeleton wrapped in a pipe with his skin laying somewhere else. He literally got spun out of his own skin. That's guys getting hurt. That's too far. I wouldn't want to see girls getting hurt and have the skin suit, the Jean gum floating off of her. Yikes. There you go. That is your Brady Report. Girls Getting Hurt is on Instagram if you're interested, and it is very much worth it. I don't have Instagram. I get it through
all
you guys.
All one word, Girls Getting Hurt.
If there's ever been a reason for me to want social media, that's pretty high on the list. There you go. And there goes your Brady Report.
You guys partake?
I'll partake. Hit me.